Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I apologize, I had salad. I've actually lost weight. I got on the scale. I actually lost weight during this coronavirus epidemic. That's crazy. Maybe it's because I'm eating salad for breakfast. But anyway, I got salad in my teeth, so I apologize. We have a lot to talk about in this next hour. One thing I want to open with this hour is the concept of wearing masks when you exercise. And what are gyms going to look like? And why aren't gyms opening? And the headline of the day, when it comes to this topic, is this 26-year-old gentleman in China. His name is Mr. Zheng. He went for a jog, 26 years old, thin, healthy guy. He sustained a pneumothorax, or dropped a lung. I know we call it like dropped a lung, layman's terms. It's not like, you know, my dropping my IUD at Walmart, okay? It's, you know, and having to put it back in. Luckily, there's alcohol there. But it's a dropped lung is where you have a collapsed lung. And the collapsed lungs happen. It's called a pneumothorax. Pneumo means air. Thorax is your thorax, your chest. So it means air got in between the lungs and the wall. Well, when there is air, it kind of can expand. And then the lungs, right, start getting pushed. That could be a tension pneumothorax if you get like blood in there. But if you have an escape of air from the lungs into that wall, then more air keeps coming and more air keeps coming. And then the lung just collapses. It's called a spontaneous pneumothorax. Now remember, you have multiple lobes of the lung. So your body's very, very smart. Okay? You got three on one side, two on the other. So if you do have a collapsed lung, hopefully you still can breathe. And this guy could. Apparently, he was jogging with the mask like he was supposed to, and he kept breathing and started feeling short of breath, wasn't feeling well, so they took him to the hospital, and it turned out that he had a pneumothorax. One way to find a pneumothorax, which is really interesting, is when you do the x-ray, it's really black in that area of the lung, and a lot of medical students miss it, and you have to, like, follow the lung linings, and when you see the lung linings and you can't see them anymore, and then you see there's a line, you could see where the lung, it's one of the coolest things to diagnose, not the coolest thing to have. Most people will survive, you know, sometimes we have to put in a chest tube, sometimes, you know, we have to do other things to help get the air out, but we will give you oxygen, and we will, you know, try to make sure you oxygenate. A dropped lung or a collapsed lung or pneumothorax could kill you if you cannot compensate with your other lung lobes to get enough oxygen. Now, the question I'm being asked is, will you wearing one of these cause your lungs to collapse? Well, causes of pneumothorax usually is trauma. Sometimes it could be pressure changes, like on an airplane. If you're a tall, thin man, you might be more at risk. But basically, what is happening in a pneumothorax, if we just kind of look at the basic plumbing or the basic size of it, is the little alveoli, those little baby little balloons, right, in the far ends of the lung that need to exchange air, you know, oxygen and carbon dioxide, those things open up, burst for some reason. They could burst because of an airplane change of pressure. They could burst because of, you know, maybe trauma, you know, when you scuba dive, whatever. But in this particular case, he might have been overworking his breathing because he was wearing something like this. Or who knows, maybe his mask was thicker. Now, I'm not ready to say, I need to study this more, that these things will cause people to have a pneumothorax, but you are having experts say, look, if you're going to exercise, take the mask off, because you need oxygen. The last thing you need is a barrier. So, gyms haven't opened yet. Now you know why. I don't know if you guys have ever worked out at a gym. But when I'm in a gym, I sweat. and I really don't want to stand around somebody else who's sweating. Because if I stink, I don't want them to smell it. So I keep a pretty good distance. I keep a pretty good radius. If I go on the machine or if I'm doing weights or whatever, we usually have room. You know, my son will sometimes work out with me, or my husband will work out with me. And, you know, I see my son and my husband. They still, you know, because after they, you know, pump iron or whatever, like, yeah. You know, and then they kind of walk around. You know, they kind of do, oh, my boys are such boys. You know, they'll lift weights and then they're like, yeah. And then they'll, like, act like they're all strong. I'm like, really? I'm like, man, I changed the diaper. Like, Mom, shut up. Why are you here? But I can't hate it when I'm at the gym with them. Because we got a really nice gym in my home complex. It's really, really nice. And I'm like, what? And they actually like it when I come to work out. They do, because I can talk to them or whatever. But, you know, after guys, they kind of walk around. So technically, the social distancing aspect of gyms, we do. Yeah, you might not be able to sit naked in a sauna with somebody. Which I don't do. I really don't like to get naked in front of people. Ask my husband. And, you know, maybe you aren't going to hit the showers, but a gym could close off the showers. It could close off the sauna and still allow people to work out. I mean, you could have, you know, gym equipment, you know, separated. But the reason why gyms aren't opening is because we have all these rules that you got to walk around with masks. And we don't think it's healthy to exercise with a mask on. Which means in order for your gym to open, your city has to be comfortable with no masks. Are they ready? I mean, in my city, people are ripping off the masks. It's funny, I saw on Facebook, somebody said ripping off the mask in the car is the equivalent to ripping off your bra as soon as you get home. It's so true. I get home, bra's got to come off. It does. You know, the cats and the dogs already kind of know to duck. You know, it's just like, I like this bra has got to come off. I am done with the bra. But same thing with the mask. I mean, these are stifling. We're humans. We don't like things on our face. We don't. You know, they're needed. I mean, as a doctor, I got used to wearing these all day. I was fine with it. And I'm comfortable with it, but I still take it off. I still have to eat. I still work out. So, I don't want people freaked out that they're going to have a pneumothorax or a collapsed lung, but I really think we need to rethink if you're going to be outside exercising. You know, to rethink wearing these things. And mind you, trust me, you are huffing and puffing, so you can give off coronavirus. We don't want anybody sick, you know, around somebody else. But the average person doing a 7-mile run probably isn't having active coronavirus because they're breathing, they're not coughing, they're not short of breath, they're not having the gummed up lungs. They could have been asymptomatic. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
The price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have an Operation Warp Speed. Have you guys heard about this? The government has called an Operation Warp Speed plan. And I know, I love it when they make Star Trek references. And apparently, it's a plan to start human trials for 8 different coronavirus vaccines by July, because they want to have 300 million doses ready by January. So Operation Warp Speed, virus vaccine candidates in America. Kind of like, you know, Ronald Reagan and Star Wars. Yeah, Operation Warp Speed. I like saying warp speed because my lisp doesn't come out. For some reason, having a p before the s, my lisp doesn't come out. Warp speed, I could do it. I can't do it with other words, yeah. So, the details have been very vague. But my guess is it's supposed to be pretty, pretty cool and out of this world. Okay, pun, sorry. Government official involved in the project has broken down some of the steps to Science Magazine. The Trump administration is planning to provide unlimited funding and other resources for the 8 vaccines that look best so human trials can begin in July. No candidates being made in China will be considered. So they're not going to trust vaccines made in China. And it stinks. What happened to China was one of the biggest clusters. This whole Wuhan virus and what happened at the lab and eating bats and fish markets and, you know, whistleblowers going missing or dying or whatever is an absolute cluster. Knowing the Chinese scientific community, there's a lot of research and a lot of good that can come out of that country. There really is. You have some of the top minds. In fact, a lot of what we're learning about coronavirus are coming from researchers there. I've had medical students from China. They're some of the best. They are, it's just the lack of trust messes it up for everybody. So, the cure might actually be in China. Cure might actually be in that same Wuhan virus lab that where this came out of. That's why I said, could somebody break into the lab and get the data? Because my guess is they probably already have vaccine information on there. But right now, China's kind of on our poopoo list, and so they just will not be able to, have access to a lot of the advancements that we want to do on this front. And it's a shame, but, their leaders, put this on themselves. So what the U.S. government wants is to have 100 million doses available by November 2020 and an additional 200 million by January 2021. Now, some vaccine and health experts, according to Daily Mail, are worried that Operation Warp Speed will lead to competition rather than joint efforts among companies studying possible vaccine candidates. Well, the thing is there is competition. Okay? We have right now 105 different coronavirus vaccines in development. The reason why we have 105 different vaccines in development is because of competition. We can't be communistic when it comes to this. We can't just put all our eggs in one basket for a few vaccines and then they suck. We can't do that. All right. We need somebody being the best and we need somebody being fast. And so if they think they're going to make money, fine. Let there be that carrot dangling in front of them. That's why people are working on a virus and a vaccine that's quickly. That's kind of what happened with Ebola. Nobody did crap until, unfortunately, we had that big, epidemic and companies realized, okay, they can make some money on this. Look what happened with the SARS, the original SARS vaccine. We could have had a vaccine today. But what happened is the SARS epidemic, the original one, in 2002, 2003, died out. Or we didn't hear much about it. Technically, it ended by the summer of 2003. Most of the vaccines that were in development were, so-so. So it stopped. If nobody's going to make money on the vaccine, they're not going to continue the work. Well, and then here we are, screwed. But this coronavirus issue. So now we have to start from scratch on a vaccine. True, it's a new virus, but we still could have used, some similarities, and it might have offered some protection with the other one. So I have no problem with there being capitalism and competition. No problem at all. And price. If you have two companies where one is charging $4,000 a vaccine and the other $100, and it's the same vaccine, the company with the $100 is going to win. Competition's healthy. I am pro-competition. So, of those 105 coronavirus vaccines in development, 8 have begun testing in humans. But the majority of companies producing the injections, as being reported by Daily Mail, have less than adequate funding, staffers, and equipment. Keep in mind, a lot of us are still on lockdown, or we still have social distancing measures. So how do you have a bunch of people in the lab working on this? The official who was authorized to speak to Science on the condition of anonymity said the idea for Operation Warp Speed came out in April. They said looking around, it became clear that without a real heroic effort, none of the existing efforts to produce vaccine was going to lead us to have vaccine to prevent what was looks increasingly like a second wave that could sweep come October, November. So members are split into three teams. You got the development, you got the manufacturing, you got the supply. And they're going to be managed by a core team. According to the official, Operation Warp Speed is planning to push funding for 8 vaccine candidates he has not declined to name. But trust me, once those candidates get named, those stocks are going to explode. All the candidates will have to be proven safe and available to be manufactured by hundreds of millions. By July, the team wants all 8 to be conducting trials in humans. Now, what is happening to some of these where human trials are already being done? I don't know. They were starting human trials last month on some of them, which is why I thought we might have a vaccine by the end of, by early fall. It still is possible, but according to this, might not work. And the other thing, too, is if the, it was actually in the UK, they were starting human trials already. But my guess is we also have trials being done in China. So the question is if we do have a vaccine coming from China, are people going to take it? 50% of people in one survey said they wouldn't take an American vaccine. So what are we going to do when it comes to a Chinese vaccine? So they say they are not going to partner with Chinese companies. That's not going to happen. So they say experts are worried this will lead to competition, and if China does develop a vaccine first, it will not be available in the U.S. Nicole Lurie, the former U.S. Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, said duplication only leads to infighting and slowing people down. She currently advises the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, a nonprofit funding the coronavirus vaccine efforts. She said the U.S. and others around the world should be engaged in this competition against the virus, not against one another. So I guess what they're worried about is another company overseas will beat them out, come up with a vaccine first, and then they're going to lose money. Hence, they need to work warp speed. Now, interesting on the medical front, a triple drug combination, including hydroxychloroquine, including azithromycin, but also including zinc, is showing promising results. We just heard yesterday another study with hydroxychloroquine was a bust. But researchers at NYU Grossman School of Medicine looked at 932 coronavirus patients who were hospitalized between March 2nd and April 5th. Half were given a triple combination of hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, or ZPAC, and zinc. Well, not maybe the ZPAC, but azithromycin, and zinc sulfate. The other half didn't get the zinc. Patients receiving the triple drug combination were 1.5 times more likely to recover, enough to be discharged. They were also 44% less likely to die. Zinc has antiviral properties. They think that the hydroxychloroquine helped augment the zinc, allowing it to get into infected cells. So here we are back again with hydroxychloroquine possibly being a treatment, which is, again, what I talked about with the common sensors. All right? If hydroxychloroquine works for some, who does it work on? How early does it need to be instituted? I don't think we should throw it out as a, a non-treatment. So, they say the team from NYU or New York University Grossman School of Medicine said the findings are encouraging, but more studies, including a randomized clinical trial, are needed. So basically where our data is coming from is we have a bunch of sick people. They're tried on certain things and they're taking the data. They're doing what we've asked them to do, but they're not formal studies. All they are observational studies. But I got to tell you, man, I'll take what we can get. The 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the Senate must continue to work during the coronavirus crisis.
We swear to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This coronavirus may have shoved its way to the top of that list, but the list is still a long one.
Republicans also reacting to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats as they introduced their $3 trillion coronavirus relief package, which includes a massive tax break for the rich. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"It's not a serious or mature effort to legislate. It's dead as fried chicken in the Senate."
The bill repeals the $10,000 state and local tax deduction cap, which allows taxpayers in high-tax states to deduct local tax payments on federal tax returns. This is USA Radio News. Amid a huge increase in consumer complaints, the federal government is once again reminding airlines of their obligation to offer customer refunds for canceled flights. Airlines have slashed their flight schedules in response to plummeting demand, canceling thousands of flights, but they've been reluctant to refund airfares to customers when they've canceled flights. Instead, they're offering travel credits and vouchers for future travel. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao says that's not the right thing to do.
If the airline cancels your flight, they have an obligation to refund that ticket. And currently, there seems to be some confusion about what is cancellation, what is a delay, what is prompt.
Nearly 27 million Americans lost their employer-based health care insurance plans because of pandemic-related layoffs. Those people will be eligible for a special enrollment period in Obamacare due to the layoffs, or they will be able to stay on their COBRA plan through their employer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me. All right, I am done eating salad. I can't eat salad without getting the dressing all over me and stuff. So I apologize. Hope I don't have the dressing and all that. That's what's nice about radio. Most people don't look at you, although when I Facebook Live, then people can see all the food in my teeth and the dressing. Okay, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we just talked about Operation Warp Speed, where, I love that name, where the government is going to start human trials on 8 vaccines. Not going to use China's vaccine. China does not get to be a part of this. But I believe they're going to be American companies. As soon as I find out which companies, I'll let you guys know, because I know stocks are going crazy. But they're going to be working hard to make a vaccine. But we had talked about last week, if we did have a vaccine, how many of you would take the vaccine? I would. I probably wouldn't do it week one, but yeah, I'd get the vaccine. I'm in healthcare. Usually we healthcare folk will take the vaccine, you know, so we can protect others. But a lot of you guys were like, nope, I'm going to pass. I'm not going to trust it, which is kind of why Operation Warp Speed with Washington is not going to use any vaccines out of China, which really stink because, you know, we do get a lot of good data out of China. We do. Maybe we didn't get good data with this whole Wuhan thing, you know, and I'm sure that lab that this possibly came out of already has a vaccine in there, or somebody really needs to break in and get the data, because we might already have a vaccine. But I get it. People don't trust China. I get that. So that's a shame. My medical students who are from China were some of the most brilliant. I mean, we really have good science that can come out of it. And a lot of our data right now on coronavirus is coming out of China. But they're not going to include a vaccine from China. But that was kind of important to know and talk about, because here we have L.A., no plans on reopening. SoCal, or, well, maybe San Diego might reopen, but L.A.'s not planning on reopening until August. And a lot of the reasoning behind it is, well, we don't have a vaccine and we don't have medication. So I want to take the conversation a little differently, okay? And I want to ask you guys. We're talking about school, the Cal State schools, you know, deciding to be online. We talk about medical schools and dental schools and how do they do online teaching when they can't have labs, etc. And we're making all these decisions about schools, and we're not asking the parents. Has anybody really polled the parents and asked them, look, would you even send your kid to school in the fall? Now, again, the way schools operate is they really don't seem to care that much about what the parents or the students think, unfortunately. You know, they think they know what's best. But I just want to say, before we do a master cluster, you might want to ask parents, you might want to kind of get a survey of the students if they're going to come back at all. So what Maryland may do is have a staggered day where you have groups of kind of like Denmark, where you have small groups of kids that come to school like 7 to maybe 11, or, you know, staggered times, staggered classrooms. You know, and I talked about this yesterday. It's a shame that schools are going to turn into this where you only have 5 or 6 in the classroom, because I didn't learn arithmetic or history or Shakespeare in school. I learned how to navigate a bully. I learned how to navigate the mean girls in the bathroom. I went to 12 schools, and I was pretty damn good by the time my senior year on how to deal with the witches. All right? There's some real, you know, bad people, unfortunately, in high school. And that's what you learn in high school. You learn in college how to navigate dating, you know, or falling in love with somebody who ends up being gay, and that's why you fell in love with them, because they're like the perfect guy, and the perfect guy is gay. You know, Corey was not my first love. My first love was somebody who was gay, and still, I'd marry him in a heartbeat, you know? But this is what you learn in college, okay? You learn how to get into a bar underage. You learn how to flirt to get a discount on your pizza. I'm not saying these are the things we want our kids to learn, but what you learn in school is not just what the teacher shows in front of the chalkboard. It's all the different things you have to deal with other kids. So as schools are talking about, well, what we're going to do is we're going to limit people from coming in, or we're going to stagger them, and you can only be in one group, and that group you'll have to eat lunch with or whatever. Let's just ask the parents, and I'm asking you guys, okay, when the fall comes, based on what you know about coronavirus and how Operation Warp Speed might not have a vaccine till the year 2021, and medications are still iffy on what works, although hydroxychloroquine just had another good study, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc seem to work really well in a bunch of New York patients. So we've talked about zinc. I'm not surprised that zinc thrown in the mix helps make hydroxychloroquine work, or vice versa. Again, we're going to expand more on that as the week progresses. But with what you know, if you have a kid in grade school or high school, are you going to send them back? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And if you're a high school student, I'm sorry, if you're a college student, do you want to go back to college? Or do you want to do online? Now, if online was cheaper, I think 99% of college students would be like, you know what? Yeah, absolutely. Because as long as we can still do our parties and all that and still hook up after school, yeah, but it's not. Online school, it looks like, is going to be the same price as tuition. So would you want to go back to class? Now, I'm very social. So I'd be like, yeah, I want to go to class. I'm sick of being at home. I'd want to hang out. I want to flirt, and I want to, you know, get asked out, and I want to get turned down, and, you know, I want somebody being mean to me. I mean, I'm used to it, all right? I'm used to being bullied, okay? I'm a glutton for punishment. I'd want to be around other people, okay? The shutdown was nice, you know, and maybe I didn't have to wear makeup all the time. I didn't have to wear a bra all day long, but still, you know? But let's be honest. If we have the majority of parents saying no, and in fact, the first time flu comes out, I want my kids home, we might need to know that ahead of time. Because think about it. If we start to reopen schools and give everybody this false sense of normalcy, and the first parent goes, wait a second, flu's killing kids. Okay, we're going to shut down now. We didn't shut, you know, if we're going to shut down for coronavirus, which didn't kill a lot of kids, flu does, I want to shut down. Do we even reopen the school? Now, not that I want to live in fear, but these are things to think about. Do we open up with the understanding that we're going to have to shut everything down as soon as parents say, I'm not bringing my kids to school because of flu or this paralysis-like illness, this polio-like illness, or because of coronavirus-induced Kawasaki, you know, or do we just stay closed and say, well, let's just play it safe until coronavirus goes away? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm a parent, so I have a high schooler, and I have a college student. And having lived at home with them, you know, and being around them, I like them home. I like them home. But the day school opens, and I could get them out of that kitchen, and I could get them away from my TV, and back into school, and I could get them married, I want to do that. Okay? I mean, my kid's a junior. He didn't get prom. I know that's not the biggest thing for guys. It's not, you know, he's like, Mom, I just saved $1,000. I'm like, I saved $1,000, okay? Which, by the way, I think is stupid that you spend that kind of money. But, you know, he didn't get his prom. His older brother was prom king. Kind of would have been nice for him to at least had a prom. Same thing with graduation. Same thing with that. So I'm for schools opening. I am for schools being back in session. What I'm not for is closing schools up when we could have other unfortunate diseases out there that are worse that could hurt kids and not close them. So I'm for consistency. I'm also not for this lack of vaccination that we're seeing with kids because they're not going to their pediatrician because the pediatricians aren't seeing well visits or, you know, a lot of pediatricians are closed still. I'm not for that. So this next school year is going to be seeing a lot of people with delayed vaccines or no vaccines, right? We're going to see this next wave of coronavirus. We're going to have another flu. But the problem is that the schools don't open. How do parents work? So, again, I talked about this with casinos. We might need a trial run. We might need a trial run with a school. I hate to use the word control because I know our mayor in Las Vegas, Mayor Goodman, got a lot of criticism for it. But the concept, the ideology of we need to test out and see if something works without putting any kids in lives at stake, we might need to just kind of see, you know, what's going to happen. You know, what would the scenario look like? And if parents are like, close the schools down, we're going to have the snowball effect, you know, first day of fall. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we get to some of your answers and some of your calls, we have a deadly virus that affects bunny rabbits. Bunny rabbits have kind of not been, little bunny rabbits, a little furry tushy. Bunny rabbits haven't really been reported in the news. Yet we have a killer rabbit virus. Not that the rabbit turns killer, but pet owners who have a little bunny needs to be careful, because apparently this virus is almost Ebola-like. It's known as the rabbit hemorrhagic disease virus serotype 2. Fox News is reporting the RHDV2 has been recently confirmed in a rabbit in Las Vegas. Virus should not affect humans. It is nearly always deadly to rabbits. There's no vaccine for this particular strain. It has been detected in North America. I think there were cases in Arizona, Texas, Colorado. They've seen some on Vancouver Island in Canada back in 2018. But they say many times the only signs of the disease are sudden death and blood-stained noses caused by internal bleeding. Infected rabbits may also develop a fever, be hesitant to eat, show respiratory or nervous signs. The virus is very resistant to extreme temperatures, and it spreads through direct contact or exposure of the infected rabbit's secretions or blood. Now, I don't know if you guys have rabbits, but the rabbits kind of snuggle up to each other. They sniff each other just like cats. My cats will do a whisker tick. You know, their whiskers will touch. They have like some sort of a Morse code that they do, or they sniff each other's tushies. Rabbits do something similar where they sniff each other. So it's very easy for them to spread this. They say the virus can also survive and spread from carcasses, food, water, and any contaminated materials. People can spread the virus indirectly by carrying it on their clothing and shoes. So if a virus bled outside and you step on it and then you bring it home, you know, to another rabbit, the rabbit could get it. I don't know how long it could survive. So they say keeping germs and viruses away from pet rabbits is the only way to prevent the spread of the disease. Now, you guys know I have cats and dogs, and my cats love bringing in rabbits. They will find baby rabbits, bring them in the house. They won't kill them. They just want a toy toy. They want a friend. I guess they're sick of each other. So they bring in the rabbit, and rabbits make a weird sound. I know there's a rabbit in the house because it's like this, ah, it's a weird sound. It's a weird, like vibrato sound when it's yelling at the cats. And I'm like, we got another rabbit in the house. So we check, make sure there's no bite marks. We take them to the vet to make sure, because sometimes cat saliva can be deadly to rabbits. But, wow. So anyway, they're urging pet rabbit owners to be extra vigilant by taking precautions by washing your hands with warm soapy water before handling your pet rabbit, as well as sanitizing all equipment and cages with a bleach and water solution. So we're talking, this isn't just wild rabbits. Okay? This could be any rabbit, even your baby bunny, probably not Easter rabbit or Peter rabbit. They also say wash greens thoroughly and use only trusted hay as a feed source. If they don't feed well, if they stop eating, if they have a fever, pretty much anything at this point would make me suspicious and make me isolate the rabbit. They said from the time they started showing symptoms, they were dead within hours. So the news comes from at least two cases that were confirmed to domestic rabbits earlier this month in southern Nevada. Before that, at least one case of the virus was in a pet rabbit in New Mexico. One was a black-tailed rabbit with several wild cottontails that were confirmed to have the virus. So it's a non-zoonotic viral disease that causes sudden death in rabbits, but should not be harmful to humans. So keep on the lookout of that. And if your cats do bring in a rabbit, remember, there is no vaccine. Washington State choir practice, deemed coronavirus super spreader event. So there was a choir practice where one symptomatic person infected nearly 87% of those who attended. So it gets to be called a super spreader event. Of the 61 Skagit Valley Choral members who attended a 2.5-hour practice in Mount Vernon on March 10th, 53 people became ill with coronavirus. Two died. Now, the stay-home order hadn't been in place at the time. One individual present felt ill, not knowing that they had it, and ended up infecting 52 other people. We don't have the ages of them. But this was at a church. This was church choir practice, so many of them could have been older. The Skagit County Public Health Report found that the choir practice provided several opportunities for respiratory transmission, including members sitting close to one another, sharing snacks, stacking chairs at the end of practice. Now, the choir members sat in chairs spaced 6 to 10 inches apart, with the center aisle dividing left and right stages. While they were within the recommended social distancing space, the report found the act of singing itself might have contributed to the transmission through emission of aerosols. Oh, yeah, when you sing, you spray, you project. So, unfortunately, aerosol emission during speech has been correlated with loudness of vocalization and certain persons who release an order of magnitude more particles than their peers. One of you had asked what's happening with the entertainment industry. Well, when it comes to, you know, singing and tracks, they don't really seem to have the, there was a la la. You don't really have now like the Andrew Sisters, you know, grouping together super close by a mic. Now what they're doing is if they do have to harmonize groups, they'll be on separate tracks. So they'll do their own recording, you know, in the studio, and then they'll just overlay them. In terms of, though, movies, no, because they, I mean, I suppose you can film a scene, you know, with the two people separate, but it takes a lot longer and is more expensive. So, you know, I love singing in church choir and gospel music, and I love that. I mean, I sang in my temple choir. I love singing, and I love, you know, singing for the Lord and all that, but unfortunately, you know, it could still spread. My guess, though, is, again, these are older individuals. Now, why is that important to know? Because, again, we need to, you know, while we try to move on and relive and reopen back up, we need to, you know, look at activities that our older individuals do and not stop them, but have them in a protective area. Now, I've tried to sing with a mask on. I've tried to speak with a mask on. It doesn't work that well. So you start to kind of wonder if we'll be able to come, you know, get back to that normalcy. The choir group had 122 members. And I got to tell you, when you're older and you're retired, you know, things like this you live for, you know, to be able to sing and, you know, help the service go, you know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So Los Angeles stay-at-home orders are going to, with all certainty, extend to July. It might be July 1, but L.A., who was basically pretty protected from a lot of the virus, now L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti had given an interview with GMA and said that stay-at-home orders would, with all certainty, be extended for the next 3 months. Now, L.A. has seen another 961 cases and 45 deaths on Tuesday. Their death toll jumped to 1,600, making up more than half of the 2,800 deaths across California. Now, again, people are asking, is it because the reporting is different? Is it because they're including anybody with pneumonia and heart disease that might also test positive? We don't know. Or maybe there are new cases. Maybe people are getting so sick of the lockdown that they're getting, you know, I don't know, you know, too lax. But apparently, Garcetti said that L.A. will never be completely open until we have a cure. Now, we may not have a cure. We don't have a cure for herpes. We don't have a cure for flu. So to be told while living in L.A. that they may never reopen until they have a cure, that kind of scared a lot of people. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks.
Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.